learned a lot of interesting stuff producing this Tuesday show. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to 10 minutes of commercial-free current events for the classroom. First up today. The British flag was lowered over Helmand province in Afghanistan this week, a symbol that the UK's combat mission in the country is over. Britain's defense minister says Afghanistan is no longer a safe haven for the Al-Qaeda terrorist group, and that the country now has a chance of a better future. In a recent BBC poll, though, most Britons said the war was not worthwhile for the UK. Afghanistan is still a dangerous place where terrorist and insurgent attacks happen regularly. The U.S. combat mission there formally ends this December, but the U.S. and Afghan governments signed a deal last month that will allow American troops to stay in the war-torn country. From Southeast Asia, we're headed out into the Pacific Ocean to the island state of Hawaii. On the Big Island, scenes like this near Kilauea Volcano are pretty common. It is the most active volcanic mass on the planet. But this particular lava flow is threatening a village named Pahoa, so much so that a main road through town had to be closed, and officials say Pahoa's 945 people need to be ready to evacuate. Most have already left. The lava has crept over fields, a fence, a cemetery. After accelerating over the weekend, it was moving toward the town at the speed of about a foot per minute. That's fast for something 150 yards wide and incredibly destructive. Kilauea Volcano has been in a constant state of eruption since 1983. This particular lava flow started threatening Pahoa in June.